You're going to need your headphones for this one. Or if you're in your car, just make sure there's no sensitive ears, because I plan on cussing a lot. What up, everyone? Kelly Noble Mirabella here with the Business as Unusual podcast. We are going to talk about something that fires me up. It is something I've actually been thinking about for a while. And I don't know, the more I think about things, the more I get fired up. So I'll probably say fuck a lot. I apologize. If you don't like that, you probably don't want to listen to this podcast episode. But today we're talking about speaking, being a professional speaker, and kind of some myths, I guess you could say, around this concept of speaking. And what I mean by that is speaking for the ego. In other words, you're going because it feels good to speak on stage. And the thing is that I would say most speakers don't realize that this is the reason. So what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna break this down for you. Okay, so if you are in the digital marketing space, this is what I'm talking about. If you're outside of the space, I don't know how your conferences are, your speaking engagements are, but inside of the digital marketing space, conferences simply do not pay. And the ones that do pay only pay top tier speakers, or like their keynote speakers. And I'm just gonna say it, most of those conferences are only putting men at the top tier, and certainly not women of color at the top tier. So it's kind of like some glass ceiling bullshit going on, but that is a whole different topic. What we're talking about is if you are in the digital marketing space and you want to speak at conferences, then you need to evaluate why you're doing it, okay? Because these conferences, they're not going to pay you. You're lucky if they give you a ticket to get in. So what you're hoping for, bare minimum, a ticket to get in, maybe get your travel expenses covered, maybe your hotel, right? So these are like bare minimum if you're lucky, but you're not getting paid. And so what would compel someone to be a speaker in this space? That's something we need to talk about first. And I think part of it is that when you're first coming into the space, you have kind of the people you look up to, right? Like you have your Jay Bears, your Mari Smiths, your Vaynerchuks, like these people that you've seen for a long time. They're amazing on stage. And you're like, I want to be like that. I mean, they're really successful. But first of all, I'm going to tell you, those people are not successful because they're speakers. They're successful because they're good at business. But a lot of us, and I'm going to tell you straight up, I felt this way for a long time. In fact, it was very, very recently that I started to really figure out, why do I want to be a speaker? And now that I discovered the light, if you will, and I'm hoping to share the light with you so that you can understand, if you want to be a speaker, great. I'm not saying don't be a speaker. I'm saying you better have a plan to make some fucking money, okay? Because the conference very likely will not be paying you, okay? So you've got people that you're looking up to. And I'm not saying like the Jay Bears, Mari Smiths aren't getting paid. Trust me, they're at the level they're getting paid for the most part. Or they have brand deals where the brands are helping them get paid around that conference, which, by the way, goes back to make sure that you get paid one way or another. But you're looking up to these speakers and you're like, I want to be a speaker. So you start applying to all these events. And then if you're lucky, you start getting accepted to speak at all these events. But they're not paying you. So you are paying out of pocket a lot of times your travel. So if you have to fly there, you're paying for your airline ticket. If you have to rent some cars, get an Uber, a Lyft, whatever you're into, you have to pay that out of pocket. And a lot of times you're paying for your hotel out of pocket as well. And hopefully you're not buying a ticket to the conference. I mean, if they want you to speak at the conference, they better be giving you a ticket. Generally speaking, especially if you are the first time speaking at their conference, you're just getting a ticket. You're paying for everything else. So let's say that you spend minimally $1,000. Then you have to ask yourself, why am I doing this? So the initial thought process that I believe most up-and-coming or people who want to be speakers are thinking of is, I'm going to get in front of an audience, and I am going to build my brand. More people will know who I am. I'm going to get the dreaded word, exposure. And because of this, more people will follow me online, and then I'll grow my community, and eventually I'll be able to sell them when I have something to sell. Oh yeah, that's legit right there. When I have something to sell. I would say a lot of people, I'm not saying everyone, but a lot of people that want to be speakers don't have shit to sell. And I'm not saying sell from the stage because that's not appropriate. But if you're going to spend the time and the money to go somewhere and speak on a stage and you're not getting paid, then sweetheart, tough love time, you better have something to sell. Because if all the people in the room are like, oh my God, they're amazing, can I learn more about you? Can I buy something from you? Can I hire you? Then what are you selling? So like me, I have currently one course. I do consulting. I do actual management of social media. I do bot building. I do a lot of things. So if I'm on stage talking to people about bot building and they come up to me and say, hey, how do I learn more? Can I hire you? Do you have a course? I'm saying, heck yeah. I got it. Not only that, I have a YouTube channel I can point you to, and I have a Facebook group. So I have the foundations in place, but I did not always have that. And most speakers I'm thinking that are trying to get into it don't have that either. And not only that, but they don't know how to leverage it in a non-salesy, spammy way. So what we're seeing is people traveling the United States, going into freaking debt. Oh yeah, I'm talking to you, person who's listening to this, who has credit card debt up the wazoo because you're traveling to every conference and trying to speak at all the conferences. Or maybe you are speaking at the conferences, but you ain't getting paid. I'm talking to you. Why are you doing it? And I hate to break it to you, most people are doing it because of ego. That's right. I'm with them. I'm there. I love the feeling of being on stage. People are looking at me. I happen to be very good at speaking. I have a lot of energy. It feels fucking awesome, okay? And if you ever get the chance to speak on stage and you get off that stage and you know that you just nailed it, nothing beats that. It's the most amazing feeling, especially when people start coming up to you afterwards. Oh my gosh, you were great. I loved it. And yeah, they start following you online, but those people don't necessarily turn into paying customers. Okay, so when a conference comes to you and they say, we want you to speak, but we don't have the budget, but we have, you know, we can get you a ticket and we have like all the decision makers are going to be there, your ideal clients, you know, you could like make a lot of business from being in front of this group, then I'm going to say no. If that's the only reason, you can't sell me on exposure anymore. And here's why. And this is what you might be wondering, but no, but Kelly, they're going to put you in front of the exact people you want to be in. You're going to be able to grow. You said it yourself, Kelly, you have stuff that you could sell. Nah, man, let me tell you something. So you're going to go to this conference. You're going to spend minimally $1,000, right? We know $500 if you're lucky for an air flight, $500 if you're lucky for a hotel. And then, of course, you got your food and all the other little expenses when you're traveling. Plus, if you're like me, you got kids, you got to hire a nanny or your spouse has to take time off. That's bullshit, by the way. So let's be real. It's going to look more like $2,000 if you're lucky. Exposure doesn't mean much. And here's why. And I hope that this is going to help you see the light. You're going to take that $1,000, $2,000 instead. You're going to stay home and you're going to do one of two things, let's say. There's probably a lot of things you can do. I'm going to give you one of two things that are going to help you launch your business or grow your business more than if you spent the money and had to go and speak on a stage because of your ego or their exposure. And that is, you are going to spend that money and you are going to develop some kind of lead magnet or lead funnel, and you're going to run fucking ads in front of a highly targeted audience. Shit, you can go target the audience that is going to that conference, and you can even gain more people in that audience instead of just the 50 people, because most beginners get like 50 people in the room, maybe 100, maybe 300 if you're lucky in the room if you go and speak at the conference. And you get to stay home in your cozy little world and you can grow your business based off that exposure. So that's option one. You can use it on Facebook ads, Google ads, whatever kind of ads you're into, but it's highly, highly targeted. So you're probably getting better results and you're able to capture those people right away. Whereas when you get off the stage, there's a lot going on. It's not like you're like lead funneling them in, right? You're just hoping and praying they're going to go like your page. That works. So number two is you're going to take that money and you are going to hire a great business coach, or you are going to join a fucking fantastic mastermind. And I'm going to tell you something. I have hired two business coaches, or technically three, because Andrew and Pete are kind of the duo. They count as one. And then I had another business coach that I have hired before, and I would easily hire her again. That's Kim Miles, an amazing executive business coach that works with multi-million dollar companies. Take that money and go hire yourself a business coach. And you know what's going to happen? You're going to triple your fucking business. That's right. You are going to double or triple your business, and you don't have to go fly this way, that way, going into debt for some kind of promised exposure. And you know what? I am going to give you a bonus one. Number three, you're going to take that $2,000 or whatever that is that you were going to spend, and if you really are serious about exposure at that conference, just pay to be a sponsor, because I can almost guarantee you that you're going to make more profits from being a sponsor than you will speaking on the stage. If you are honest with yourself and you're like, yo, I just really love the way it feels to speak, then cool, man, go speak. I love the way it feels to speak. And there are specific conferences I will speak at no matter what for one reason or another. But those reasons probably have very little to do with making money as a speaker. It's very, 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 very hard to make money as a speaker. And let me let you in on a little secret. It's only very, very, very hard in our industry from what I understand, because I have friends that I've known for a long time who are authors, who are coaches, who are successful business people outside of the digital marketing space who are getting fucking paid to speak, like a lot of money, okay? So if you want to be a speaker because it feels good, don't play into this idea of, I want to be like the next big speaker who makes money because I see my idols running around speaking at this conference and that conference, because a lot of those people are in debt, okay? They have the struggles just like anybody else. And a lot of those people are in debt because they have nothing to sell. They are professional speakers, okay? I'm tough loving you. If this is you and you're like, fuck you, Kelly, great. That means I'm doing something, because I was there too. That's the thing. This is how I thought for so long. I've been in the digital space for 12 years. I've owned my own business for 10, and I've professionally spoken on stages for probably 10 years. Like, as long as I could remember, I have been training and helping people in audiences from the size of 10 people to the size of 1,000 people. So I might not be skipping here and there and everywhere right now to these conferences, because I'm gonna be straight, I had kids. That shit slows you down. But then, like, last year, I wanted to speak at all these conferences, and I started spending money on a couple of them, and I'm like, holy shit, this is expensive. Why am I doing this? And then I saw my friends out there going broke because they wanted to speak at conferences, because the promise is, you're going to come to our conference, we're going to give you exposure, your business is going to grow, you're going to be a success. And I'm letting you into the secret right now. It's not really a secret if you think about it. You're not going to be a success because you speak. And to be real, the best speakers are successful outside of speaking. Because let's break this down, like sidestep onto this other topic that's related. Is you go to a conference, you spend over $1,000 to go to a conference. You know, these tickets are expensive. Do you want to learn from a professional speaker, or do you want to learn something that someone is actually making money doing? Now, I don't know about you, but when I go to a conference, I want to learn from the people who are making money or making their clients money doing the thing that they're training me on. Otherwise, y'all just thought repeaters. And I'm not interested in thought repeaters. I'm interested in growing my business, which is why I had to think about this today, because I had another conference ask me to come speak, and they told me they didn't have a budget to pay me to speak. And I haven't decided if it's worth it for me yet. Again, you have to assess this. I'm not saying you can't do it. I'm not saying don't ever speak for free, because you'll see me doing it all day. But you have to understand why you're doing it. Are you doing it because you were going to go to the conference anyways, and you know you're going to network and do your thing? Are you doing it because it fucking feels good? It builds your ego and you love it. Are you doing it for exposure, but you don't actually have shit to sell? Because dude, come on now. Come on now. So just please be honest with yourself. If you want to be a professional speaker and grow up someday and speak like all your idols, cool, man. But a lot of times that grass is only greener because it's turf. If you don't know what turf is, that's fake grass. Okay. So all that glistens is not gold. And you need to understand why you are doing it. And if you are trying to be a speaker simply because of exposure, then shit, stop it. Like you're about to waste a lot of money. Trust me. Learn from my mistakes and the mistakes of people I know personally who are making those mistakes or already made those mistakes, spending unnecessary money so that they can speak for free. So understand why you're doing it. I'm not saying there's a wrong and a right here. I'm not saying don't speak for free. And I'm not saying I won't speak for free. But please, for the love, be honest with yourself. And if you want to grow up one day, you know, when I grow up, I want to be a space person or a ballerina or whatever. If you want to grow up and be a professional speaker like I did, like when I was just starting out, I just wanted to let you in on the fact that instead of going, if you want to do that because of exposure, then save your money, take it, hire yourself a business coach and let them help you triple your income or double your income in the very least. Because a good business coach will 100% do that for you. Or take that money and run some Facebook ads that are highly targeted because that's going to get you better exposure and you don't even have to leave your house. So why are you doing this? Because there are very few people who are actually making money on a consistent basis that are able to speak in our industry. I feel like I've vented enough. I don't know. What do you think? What do you think? I know that there are people that are just going to be pissed off that they're listening to this, that I'm full of shit, or that they don't like being called out. But I'm legit telling you, this was me. Like, I was this person. I was spending way too much money trying to be a professional speaker. Because the thought process is you have to speak for free to get experience speaking on stages so that you can speak more for free at bigger conferences so that maybe, just maybe, you can someday be one of the 1% who gets paid to be a keynote. Or instead, how about you take that money, you start investing in your business, in your personal development, your business development, in your mindset, in your Facebook ads, in any kind of ads you're running, in your course development, in hiring help, so that you can build your own badass audience and you can be the expert that's actually making money doing the thing you want to speak on. And then these conferences are going to invite you to speak. And not for exposure for you, but so that they can get exposure because they know that you are going to bring in the people who are going to help them because you are going to be the best. Now, I'm not saying I'm the best. I'm still working on that, right? But what I'm saying is that I have had some paid gigs this year. They're very awesome paid gigs. And that was not because I have speaking experience. That was because I have experience in educating people in my niche and doing it well. And they liked the way I taught. Okay. So I just want you to be honest with yourself. If it's about ego, cool. That's fine. Whatever. If it makes you feel good to spend fucking tons of money to travel the United States, the world, whatever, speak on stages. Hey, I get it. I love it. It's hella fun. Feels good. But don't fall into the trap of some conference telling you that you can get some amazing exposure because you can literally take all the money that you were going to spend and you can get your own goddamn exposure and you could probably do it a hell of a lot better than being lucky enough to be in front of the right people in the right room and hoping and praying that they are going to stop long enough after you're done talking to either talk to you or grab your guide or download your whatever or scan your woozy. Because most people at a conference are skipping from one session to the next session. And I am not going to lie to you. Most of them already forgot your name because it's fucking exhausting to go to a conference. Or you can target them in Facebook ads and you can highly target the right people. In fact, you can probably target the exact people that are going to that conference that you decide not to go to. Okay. You get the idea. All right. So just understand that this is the way it is. Okay. Just understand that I'm just trying to take the wool over everyone's eyes and let you have clarity because it took me years to figure this out. In fact, I just recently figured this out and I was like, whoa, I was doing it because I was either convinced that the exposure could only be done. I could only get that exposure from speaking, which is completely untrue. Or I was in love with the ego part of it. And it's a little bit of both sometimes, especially if you start speaking more and more. It's kind of addictive. It's a hell of a lot of fun. It really is. And I'm not saying that being on stage isn't going to give you exposure, because it will. And certainly there are certain conferences that will give you a lot of exposure, and then it's worth it. But always be assessing that. Okay? All right. Well, if you like today's podcast, if you're still with me, then feel free to give me a 5-star review on iTunes. If you enjoyed it, if you hated it, if you have comments of your own, I would love to hear from you. You can reach out to me privately at m.me/thecoloradogirl. That's my Facebook account. Or you can tweet to me publicly at Stellar247, or you can email me kelly@stellar247.com. I would love to hear your take on this. If you want to be a professional speaker, why? Or did I say something that pissed you off? Or did I say something that you were like, whoa? Because that's kind of the epiphany I had this week when I started thinking about how much money I spend that I could have easily spent on other things that built my business. So there you go. Thanks so much for listening today to the Business as Unusual podcast. And I'll catch you later.